With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Winter weather warnings across most of the U.S. this weekend as experiencing biting low temperatures by a lot of people. National Weather Service predicting the mercury could drop well below zero in several states.
Forecasters say Tennessee, Kentucky, and Kansas could hit 15 below zero. The frigid weekend weather follows 2 weeks of storms, blamed for at least 61 deaths nationwide. Brutal temperatures caused many water pipes to burst in Memphis, Tennessee. City officials there told 400,000 people to boil their water.
Andrew Stewart reports some of those temperatures could drop as low as 15 below zero in portions of Arkansas, Mississippi, and Missouri. Cold weather notwithstanding, it's not stopping the GOP presidential contenders, former President Trump and Nikki Haley, making a final campaign push in New Hampshire ahead of Tuesday's primary. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis opting out, skipping the Granite State yesterday, opting to campaign in South Carolina instead. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu is rejecting any plans for Palestinian statehood in a post-war Gaza.
A statement from the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed that his position on Gaza hasn't changed. The announcement comes following a conversation between Netanyahu and President Biden, in which the Israeli Prime Minister reiterated that Israel must retain security control over the territory after Hamas is destroyed. Netanyahu's office says this is a requirement that contradicts the demand for Palestinian sovereignty. The statement is an apparent rebuff of President Biden's suggestion that creative solutions could bridge wide gaps between the leaders' views on Palestinian statehood. I'm Karen Shamas.
This is SRN News. A grim report from a pro-life organization.
The U.S. exports about $2 trillion worth of products to the rest of the world, but Human Life International says the number one item is abortion. HLI calculates that this country is responsible for a large percentage of global abortions through directed international aid packages and public grants. Spokesman Dr. Brian Clough says with 73 million global abortions last year alone, quote, the United States has the blood of many on its hands. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in Japan are responding to the New Year's Day earthquake that killed scores of people and drove thousands out of their homes. Believers make up only 1% of the population, but International Christian Concern reports a network of churches has been established to help survivors of the quake in the Sendai and Fukushima areas. The missionary organization's A3 is also on the ground, providing both physical and spiritual support. This is SRN News. Don't ask Stellantis what kind of engines it'll be in the new generation of large vehicles, at least not until after this year's election.
The company's new large vehicle underpinnings announced on Friday are key to the company's ability to adjust to European and U.S. government electric vehicle requirements that could change depending on this year's elections. CEO Carlos Tavares says the company's new large platform is flexible enough to handle batteries and electric motors, gas electric hybrids, and internal combustion engines. Flexibility, he says, is important because policies promoting EVs as a way to fight climate change could be rescinded depending on who's elected. Bob Agner reporting.
A 44-year-old man pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder in the death last year of the mother of a Connecticut TV news anchor. Police say the man rented a room in the victim's home, stopped paying rent in late 2022, but remained in the house until allegedly attacking and killing her in February of 2023. More at SRNNews.com.